I saw pictures of him at Belmore, or sorry, at the Chinese restaurant.
Succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah, having a succulent Chinese meal. And
he should have had two, really.
Should have had two.
His old Tigers jeans crept in.
You can take a player out of the Tigers. You can't take the Tigers out of a player.
The Manly played the Rabbitohs. Unbelievable. I thought I was watching State of Origin. I thought I was watching a grand final. We're talking about off-field incidents.
Let's be real. We're going to hear about it on someone's podcast in 10 years.
Yeah.
If the NBA's anything to go by, you won't hear about anything until later. Until some guy decides to let it slip 10 years later.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way. Trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. My name is Sui. I'm here with Fred. Flax is in the back. Listen, first things first, I'm very proud to announce that we are sponsored by the one and only, the ones that are making everything happen right now, all over the internet, you see them, the Reese boys, right? Now, we'll be doing a proper ad for them in the next couple episodes, but we had a great meeting with them the other day. We had a great meeting with the team, and what an absolute... beautiful people, what a company, the vision, everything they're doing, everything they're thinking about is crazy, and we're just more than excited to be a part of them. So you can say sponsors, you can say like teammates, you can say whatever you want, but we met up with them, and yeah, some interesting things happening. And but yeah, so Fred, I know you're excited about the Reese boys. We'll get into them more later. This is League Lads. We had some fucking footy this week. We had some NRL Vegas footy this week. Yes, how are you, bro? We got Yas in the background. Look at him. He's Snapchatting me. All right,
fuck, I didn't see him. It was the same height as the light.
Get your pics, bro. He's violating you already.
I didn't see him, bro. I was like, the light was in the way.
Bro, we had some footy this week, man. Vegas, NRL in Vegas. What a spectacle. Did I say the right word?
Spectacle, lads.
What a spectacle. What a bloody game. Everything about it was so good. Except for probably the wins that happened before the game. I don't know if you've seen it, but I can't remember what it was. James Graham was walking to the game and he's like, lads, and with his accent, is the winds are unbelievable. We're trying to make it to the stadium.
Oh, the wind. The winds. Oh, so you're talking about like they were winning at the casino.
No. No, oh, I don't know, bro. But I can tell you probably a lot of players.
That's
lost
what somebody. James Graham was probably saying, bro.
the W's are crazy in this casino. Oh, but yeah, bro, it was an interesting round. It was a lot of Americans actually tweeting after the game, like, they've sold me, I love this, what's this, asking questions, which is pretty exciting to see, pretty funny to see, and a bit weird, because like Americans asking questions is very, I don't know, it was weird. We expected it, it's not like we didn't expect it, obviously they don't know anything about our game. So yeah, but let's get straight into it, bro. The Manly played the Rabbitohs, right? What a game of footy. Five, six hit-ups were unbelievable. I thought I was watching State of Origin. I thought I was watching a grand final. And I'm not even exaggerating. You can go back and watch the game. Big hits. A lot of great tries. Intercepts and whatnot. Chase downs. It had it all. The game had it all. Mr. Fred, what do you think about that game? And I want you to tell me your standout player.
So that's had to be one of the... probably the best season opener from memory I've watched in a very long time. And it was just... everything was in that game. Like, it was really, really big hits, lots of physical contact. Like, it was just really fast-paced, like, end-to-end stuff, bro. I really, really enjoyed it. My standout player, I think I'd have to go... like, I was really impressed with Tommy Turbo. I really liked the way he played, because he was very active. He got his hands on the ball a lot.
He looked like the old Tommy's back, eh?
Yeah, like, he wasn't carrying the football with as much oomph as he usually would.
Yeah.
I think it's... but when it came to, like, the guy got, like, there was, like, 78 disallowed, or 48 disallowed fantasy points because everyone's try was getting disallowed. His try got disallowed, you know. But I think, overall, I was really, really happy with him because, bro, I watched him round one last year. It looked like he needed WD-40.
Yeah,
it looked like the Tin Man, bro. But he'd get up after a run, and I'm there at the game, man. He'd get up after a run limping. I didn't see none of that. Tanela Paseka, I thought, really had a good game. I was like, but from South Sydney as well, like, there were a couple guys I was really happy with how they played.
How good was Satola, bro?
Yeah, Junior, they missed him.
I think
big time.
They missed him big.
The fridge of the week, bro. The Castle
boys.
They were saying he was going to get a meat pie fridge of the week.
He almost did, actually.
He had a really good game. I think Cook, especially in the first half, was that first try was all him. And he was
Vintage
zipping
Cook.
At it. Zipping out a dummy half. If they're gonna win, they need to be. He needs to be doing that. Cameron Murray, bro, but he's the standout for South for me. Like, he was shutting down everything. Like, I think Manly should have put 50 on him.
Yeah, when he went off, they started to really, really, like, lose some back edge on him.
Bro, the amount of, like, tries he stopped, offloads he stopped, line breaks he stopped, because he was that last guy to just, you know, when they're like one meter away from making a break, Cameron Murray's there to stop it. But yeah, it was really fun game, bro. Really good game to watch, and I think Manly were the well-deserved winners.
Yeah, Manly looked so, so good, man. My standout is Luke Brooks, straight out, because we got a Tiger support on the back that's not happy about that.
Listen, he played good, but I'm not going to put him there.
No, what I'm saying is, and I'm going to tell you why I think he was not the standout for me, but someone that impressed me. Because we're so right. We said this last season, bro. We're like, Brooks just needs to go somewhere. And it's just the first game. This, you know, he could go back to his old self. But Brooks needs to go somewhere where he's not the head honcho, where he's not the guy that, you know, everyone has to go to. Oh, yeah, Brooks, do something. Brooks, do something. No, he needs to go somewhere where he just... You know, he just blends in, you know? You don't really know. You can't really tell what's going on. But his game made Cherry Evans play better. It made Tommy just more relief. It wasn't always Tommy. He had the ball running as well, man. His ball running was unbelievable. He scored that try in the end. He should have had two, but his old Tigers jeans crept in.
you can take a player out of the Tigers. You can't take the Tigers out of a player. His little mitts, mate. That's why he didn't score.
Yeah, I think Cody Walker for me, man. I needed to see him step up a bit more. Latrell, I said it, man. You know when he scored that try? He scored that try where he just smashed over, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I was right, you know? Latrell's made for the big stage. He's going to call it the Trilegion, this, that. And then they go and lose. I'm spewing.
No, but he did have a blinder behind. That I forgot. Like, besides Cameron Murray, I think Latrell, he wanted to play. You could tell he wanted to play in that game. And the thing with Brooksy that really impressed me was his defense, man.
Yeah.
That guy's making us some massive tackles. They were trying to target him and he wouldn't falter. And I was really impressed with him. And I think, dude, let him run. Don't make him game manager.
Give him his freedom.
Let him run the football, man. Simplify his role and he'll do a really good job for you. DC, man, there was sometimes in a game I was calling him CTE because he was like, 1 minute he's playing out of his mind and then he makes the dumbest decision.
I think when Saab broke away, yeah? That was the play when Jason Saab broke away and then I was like...
And he kicked it on
zero. I was like, surely DC is going to... You know, it's DC, bro. It's one of the... If you're going to trust anyone in rugby league to make a big decision in a big moment, it's him, right? And he just absolutely...
Then it kicked...
CTE's the situation.
Yeah, kicked into some bloke's legs and then I think there was one where like Saab's in, like nowhere near the play... Ruben Garrick's limping and he kicks it on second. Like
No one's there.
We're just calling him a CTE the whole game on stream. Everyone's dying.
He's getting a bit old. He's getting a little bit rusty. But I think, yeah, DC is DC, bro.
Nah, he's just, let's be real, bro. It's the environment around them. A lot of these players, and we'll get to this, I don't think they were in tip-top shape.
Nah, they weren't.
I think, well. Inebriation.
The traveling as well, bro.
Yeah, the traveling, inebriation, what's probably it? Hangover.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
You know. Rufalin probs. Some of the plays I was seeing, like Hobbo, bro, like we'll get to that one, but like there's no way he's sober falling over like that.
We're just putting allegedly, boys. Elegant.
Yeah, no, but I'm messing around. But yeah, like DC, man, it just looked like he was on something.
I had one more standout for me and someone that we spoke about highly last season, and we think he should be in the New South Wales team. No matter what it takes, bring him in the team.
Big Schmolle.
And Big Schmolle is him. Olakuatu, bro. What a game he had, bro. There was this moment where I was like, if Americans are watching this game right now, they're asking about this guy. Who's this guy? Just charging through, line breaks. He's got a try as well, yeah? Line breaks, offloads, tries. He's just everywhere in attack. He looked unbelievable, bro. So I think Manly men, they look very good. And I think Souths, this game, depicted them last season. Where they started off strong or whatever it was, they found a bit of their form and then just went down.
Yeah, but honestly, look,
it's still early days. They didn't have Campbell Graham. They're missing
Wyden,
Munro as well, who's big for them. I know he's young, but like, that speed is different gravy. Wyden. Wyden, bro. Forgot about Wyden.
Like, because he's Jack Biden suspended still, you know. But
from the bite.
From the bite. But look, I know Richie Cannon got a double, but my goodness, once they...
Shocker.
Like, I was saying it all stream, like, just target Richie
Cannon. That was Nicholas Jackson performance, eh?
Like, the guy got a double, And like, he was probably the worst player on the park. Like, you take away those two tries.
Nicholas Jackson against Tottenham, he got a hat-trick.
Like got a hat-trick. He should have had 9 goals, bro. But like, yeah, it's just one of those games where like, you look at the stat sheet and you're like, that guy's probably done good.
Nah. A lot of errors in his game as well.
Bro, like, lots of errors, but just defensively. He just wasn't, like, Ruben Garrick, once they started targeting him, they just were abusing him.
Yeah.
And like, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. You know what I mean? Just over and over and over. And once they started doing that, they scored like 2-3 tries in a row, just pummeling that side.
Man, he scored like 3 tries in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like, what the hell?
It was like 5 tries in like 12 or 13 minutes overall. Like, it was a very fun game, bro.
It was a good game. And I think the NRL did very well for that first game. Back, a lot of the American fans, like I said, were tweeting and whatnot, and I was checking all that stuff out. I just want to see what they think, you know. And Vlandis and Abdo looked very happy. They looked excited. They looked like they're ready for round 2 next year.
Yeah, 4 more years of this.
I don't know if they're going to send the same teams. I think there's going to be different teams. But yeah, bro, let's move on to the next game, the Roosters and the Broncos. I'll be very honest with you people. I didn't watch this properly. I watched it in patches. But I did see James Tedesco return. I feel like he's back. So I'll let you take this one away. You watch the game properly.
Yeah, like James Tedesco said he was on stem cells and stuff in the preseason, and like, I don't know what they did to him. They put him back in the lab, bro. Let him cook a bit more. But no, he looked really good, man. Like, and I swear, he learned his lesson from Origin because he was so good under the high ball.
Yeah. Lindsay Collins gave him nightmares that game.
But him and Manu, for sure, the standouts of the game.
Oh, like, how good is Manu, bro?
Bro, Manu was, like, he was on one, bro. They could not tackle him. Like, this guy was running into props and they couldn't, and making 10, 15 meters, post-contact meters, and then the props don't got no answer for him.
He's unbelievable.
And
Manu staying?
Like,
didn't he sign, he's going somewhere?
No, he's probably going to Union.
Fuck. Spewing,
to
man.
Play for the All Blacks.
That's a big loss for NRL, bro. Yeah, straight up.
At least we've got RTS back. At least we're going to lose them both. But it is a big loss. And Suwalii also going next year.
He looked good too, man.
He looked really good, bro. Like, he wasn't even meant to be playing centre. But that battle, him and Katoni, was so physical. Like, I was loving it. Everyone was loving it.
Of course.
Because they were running full pelt at each other. They were both getting locked. They were both locking up each other. I think Suwalii probably won that battle, but he got a lot more ball than Katoni did. Katoni barely touched the ball. But I was really, really happy with Tedesco, really happy with Manu. Suwalii, they really won that battle in the middle, especially because of those guys. They were helping him so much when the times got tough, and the whole game was played in their end. Now, I really think the Roosters should have played. They should have scored a lot more. Like, their first real try, I swear, was in the second half.
Yeah,
like, because they scored off an intercept and then didn't nothing score with a lot of possession, and I'm gonna give that to Brisbane defending pretty well.
Yeah, they did.
They used a lot of energy in defense, and I think overall, like, they would have been happy going into that halftime only down 4 points, you know, like, but or 4 points or 2 points, but yeah, they just fell off the rails a bit after there. Like, the writing was sort of on the wall. Like, if they didn't change something massively, that they might lose this game. And I think it was that injury at the start when Piacora got knocked out.
Yeah, that was the first couple of minutes. Yeah,
Carrigan wasn't playing lock, and they definitely missed him. He was playing on an edge, and their attack just didn't look right.
How about the Roosters broke that curse, man? It was the first time they win a season opener in, like, or whatever.
I think it was 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. That's pretty crazy, eh?
Yeah.
Like, Melbourne still have that pretty strong, I remember. From what I can remember, I might be wrong.
Yeah, I think you'd think a team like the Roosters that have been as dominant as they are would win the first game a lot of the time, but they don't. I think they lost to Redcliffe last year. But
that was a surprise, eh? That was like the shock of the realm, that one. I remember that one.
But now, look, with the forwards, but Tyrell May, bro, what a player he is. Like, he came on and completely changed everything for him.
Siwa Wong as well.
Siwa Wong was doing good. It was good to see Tupanua back out there. Like, he looked
healthy. Missed him, bro.
Yeah, I missed him too.
He was like in the anytime try scorer all the time. You just put him. You know he's going to score on the
ACL,
edge.
Man. There's a rough injury. But I was honestly, like, I know it's all controversial now.
Well, we'll get into that.
If I'm just going to rate his play, I think Spencer had a really good game.
Well, let's get into that hot topic at the moment, right? Spencer Lanou, Ezra Mann. Obviously, if everyone already knows this, it's not something new anymore. Apparently, Spencer Lanou said a few words to Ezra Mann that were racial Ezra Man went and reported as a, did a formal complaint to the ref, which I've never heard happen in it. I've never seen it myself happen. So that tells you the seriousness of the situation of what Spencer and you said. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know what was said, right? But I do know that they both come from minorities. So one of them is... Where's Spencer Lenu from?
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
But yeah, so they're both sort of... Their communities... I'm just going to give you my take on this. Both their communities are affected by racism, right? They both feel like they're both left out. They're both 1, 2, 3. And I don't know. It was so weird to me. Like, how do you say that to him? Like, if you both should understand the struggle of trying to... You're trying to achieve this one thing where you're like... Let's be good with each other. You know, we want spread the positivity. We want the community to be loved, yada, yada. And then you go and do that to, you know, someone who looks similar to you or has the same sort of experiences to you. So for me, it was stupid, right? I know in your comment section, a lot of people were saying, oh, it's just the on-field game thing. It's just this, it's just that. Yeah, but like head highs and like, hip drops, kids look at that shit, bro, and they emulate that shit. You know what I mean? And a lot of Penrith fans... I know he plays for Roosters now, but a lot of Penrith fans grow up looking up to these people, bro. No matter where they go to, Luai, you know, the Clearys, the Mays, the, all those boys. So for me, it was pretty stupid. Now, I don't know what was said, so I can't really tell you, like, he's 100% deserves the thing. But if it was something racial, then 100% deserves suspension. 100%.
Yeah, like, look, at the end of the day, it's just not, it's just, like, if you ask Spencer, like, Spencer says he didn't say anything and it's, you know, it's all part, like, I think, something like that. Nothing happened, you know.
Like, it was all fun and games.
But, like, bro, the audio said that, like, you know, like, yeah. It was pretty clear what Ezra, what he said was a racial thing.
So,
like,
what did he... I genuinely don't know what he said.
The audio says that Ezra said that he called... That Spencer called him a monkey.
Okay.
Which is, like, a lot of the time, like, racially, you know...
Yeah, a white person would say that to a black person and whatever. We've seen it in soccer with Vinicius Junior. We've seen it with big players online.
Yes. We don't want a bunch of Luis Suarez's running around, bro. At the end of the day, like you know, him and Patrice Evra, that was such a,
that was a
black
moment.
Stain on the sport, bro. You know what I mean? And it went on for years.
Even for his legacy as well. Yeah. Like, I know it's soccer, but he's someone that a lot of people loved.
Yeah, and it's like you can't, like, you just don't want something like that in the game. Like, it's just unacceptable. Like, you know... There's a line that you draw, yeah.
But you know what? That was a long time ago too.
Yeah.
So like I, you know, you can probably. I'm not saying he deserves any sort of benefit of the doubt, but that was so long time ago. People were more racist. People were uneducated. Now, like, we all know what this means. We all know how we can hurt someone's feelings like this. So like for Spencer and you to go and say something like that, it really baffles me. Like you, like, come on, bro. Like surely you're smarter than that.
Yeah, no, it's not even about feelings. Like, there's a line. Like, you don't talk about someone's mum on the field, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Otherwise, you'll get what happened to William Mason from.
You reckon
David
Mick
Kittle.
Ennis ever had a line?
I reckon he said that. That's what Nathan Hindmarsh punched him in the mouth or something like that. I reckon, but I don't think. But I don't, yeah, Michael Ennis never had a line, but he definitely would have drawn it at racism. I reckon, and because he wouldn't have lived, bro. If he said something that would really cross the line.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
But. Like, there's getting under someone's skin and there's crossing the line, bro, you know? And I think Spencer's crossed the line here. If that's what he said, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know the audio, you know? And but, like, why would he bullshit something like that? And apparently Latrell said to him, like, you know, I've got your back, bro. You know what I mean?
A lot of the boys backed him pain hard. Like, obviously, it's his teammate. Well, apparently... Man, this is a bad look for Spencer Lenu, bro.
Well, yeah, and...
Because he has mates that are the same national, same race, like, same everything.
Teammates, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like... You look at it and, like, Brisbane players are apparently waiting for Spencer outside the hotel.
Rosa Mourinho vibes.
Yeah, like...
Serious stuff, yeah.
Bro, you don't mess around with this, bro. And then I don't think Ezra would bullshit.
So yeah, Ezra... Jonathan Thurston, I read a statement today. Thurston said that Ezra Man was in tears after.
Yeah, because he's young, bro. He's like 19, 20. Like, it's going to impact him differently to a veteran, you know, younger people.
You know what hurts the most? It's, like I said, it's Spencer.
They're not battle-tested as much.
It's Spencer saying it to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like someone, like, you know, you can sort of relate to each other. That's, for me, the stupidest thing. I think it deserves suspension. I think it deserves some sort of thing to show the game. The game should show everyone, like, no, we're not taking this as a joke, you know? It's not some sort of matter that, yeah, it's fine. You tap on your shoulders, your feelings will be all right. No, no, no. That's absolutely nonsense. It's rubbish. And a lot of people were saying, like, oh, yeah, but I get called... Like, I read this one comment. It's the dumbest thing ever, bro. Someone commented, yeah, my son gets called WOG all the time, yada, yada, yada. Like, yeah, okay, you doesn't mean it's right. You get me? Just because you've toughened your son up doesn't mean it's correct. Well, your son is this. Ezra Man is on TV. Like, it's two different things.
Well, yeah. Well, if he gets caught and there is audio evidence, he's going to serve.
He definitely will. Well, that's left a stain on Vegas if there is one. We didn't hear any incidents, right? We were actually pretty good. That was the only one.
Yeah. It was a big one. Yeah,
it's an on-field one. But we're talking about off-field incidents. But me and Fred said this last year in our TikTok. People started commenting on it the other day. They're like, oh, this didn't age well, whatever. Yeah, we still haven't heard any news yet, so. But listen, all credit to the players. If they did keep it down on the wraps and they partied and had a good time, whatnot, they deserve to, bro.
Let's be real. We're going to hear about it on someone's podcast in 10 years.
Yeah.
Because if the NBA's anything to go by, you won't hear about anything until some guy decides to let it slip 10 years later.
And then then the games start resurfacing. Everything starts bringing back up. All right. Whoa, listen. We spoke about that incident. That was pretty crazy. Yeah, the ice cream truck's going off. My area's going off today. I actually wanted to... So last week I spoke about fashion in the NRL, right? And I said the NRL should emulate the NBA with tunnel picks, you know, giving the players more personality, more character, yada, yada, yada. Now, the Rabbitohs listened. They took it upon them. They listened. They all had tunnel fit picks on. And I was loving them. So I'm going to rate them right now. And I'm actually going to show you them as well. I just got to find them exactly where they are.
And then I got a question for you, bro.
Yeah, that's all right. But man, I was actually so proud. I was like, oh, I'm so happy with these blokes, bro. Far out. Feel good. Where are we? I got to find them, boys. I'm sorry. All right. You ready, Fred?
Yeah.
Okay. So this was Latrell Mitchell. He's got some jeans on. He's got his cowboy hat, cowboy boots to match, an unbelievable sweater and a bag. Have a look at that. What's that out of 10?
I don't rate the sweater, bro. I'm giving him like a 3.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the sweater, bro.
Okay, but you have to take in context his style.
He's in the desert, bro.
It might not be our style. It's his style.
He's in the desert, bro.
Okay, so you're going 3.
3.
I'm going...
Not practical.
Trail me 7 out of 10, my brother. And I'm not a cowboy style fan, so yeah. I got Lachie Ilias, who looks probably my favorite one out of all.
If Latrell was a Cowboys player there, it'd look mad because it's like matching.
All right, but like that's his theme, bro. He's very outback. All right, we got Lachie Ilias. Have a look at that.
That's nice, bro. Okay, so the number's good too. I'll give him.
What's the number? The number 24.
I'll give him an 8. I'll give him an 8.
You got an 8 out of 10.
It's simple.
Yeah, I'm going 10 out of 10, Lachie Ilias.
He's baggy, comfy, bro.
Baggy pants. He's got the American jersey on, some sort of NFL jersey. He's letting his chain hang and he's doing the sui pose where he's looking at his phone and nothing serious, right? Keon Koloma, huh? Yeah, that's Ajibu that one, eh? Keon Koloma Tangi. Man, this is probably the worst outfit I've ever seen in my life, guys.
What is that?
Listen, even though it's his style, that's horrendous. Have a look. Woo!
Didn't someone went to the Danny Ems and something like this? This is what Fanua Blake.
I get that. But
you know what? Nah, it's if you look, he's in Vegas, bro.
Nah, bro.
I'm giving him a 5.
Versace was about 14 years ago, cuz. We're not doing Versace anymore, Columba Tangi.
Different
listen,
rules in Vegas, man.
He's got the TNs on as well with some nice long socks.
I got TNs. Yeah. 7.
That's all you need to do to win Fred's heart. Put the numbers up, bro. For me, that's a 3 out of 10. But because he's doing it. It's him himself. He's getting a 6 out of 10 straight out. We got Damian Cook. That's the best one ever. Damian Cook. Rey Mysterio.
What is this? Rey Mysterio.
Mark, bro. That's a 10, eh?
I'm giving him a 10,
that's
an
absolute 10. So he's got some shorts on. He's wearing some socks and he's got a green hoodie on and a proper Rey Mysterio mask. And he actually suits him because he's a short guy. I mean, he's a bit of a shorter fella.
Yeah, he looks like he likes a bit of 6'1", 9 action, bro, you know?
And the last one is, I don't know who, I can't remember his name. I think it's Tane Milne. I can't remember. His name mixed up here. But he's just gone with the shirtless trackies. I just finished training or I just walked out of my bush shop. Tane Milne?
Tane Milne looks like he's from the longest yard, bro, in the prison. He goes the neighborhood. I'm giving him a 7 because he looks like Deacon Moss.
And he's got some cracker TNs on straight up.
10.
I'll give him a 7. 8, that's confidence, brother. And he's got the thing on his head.
Now, I've got a question for you,
bro. Let's go there.
In the NRL, who would be the Russell Westbrook / like Lady Gaga, like very quirky, weird outfits? Ooh. Who do you reckon would have the weirdest outfits?
Well, easy. This is the easiest answer in the world. You ready?
Yeah.
Toby Rudolph.
Toby Rudolph, you reckon?
Because he's zesty. He's wearing a dress before, hasn't he, or something?
Like, yeah, he's zesty like cat. Zesty. Like cat, bro. Toby, for me...
Who would it be for you?
Me? I don't know, bro. I just get very, like, weird vibes from...
Very weird vibes. Have you been in a situation before with this person?
No. I just have a feeling that Kalen Ponga would be very zesty. Like, he'd have a very...
I actually love his style, bro.
Actually, I haven't seen him wear anything other than Newcastle.
Nah, I love his style. It's very, like, Beach Boy, Byron Bay vibes, you know what I mean? And girls love that, bro. That's what they like. Maybe, that's what they like.
Girls would like him no matter what he wears.
Yeah, if he wore a leaf, they would like him. I think they would like him more than...
Yeah. If he wore nothing at all.
Let me help you with that.
Let me do it for you.
That's the worst video, bro. What the hell? All right, bro. Are we done for that? We're done with the styling and zesty talk. Let's get into this round that's coming up, bro. Round one preview. I'm going to mention some games and we can pick two or three that we can speak about. And we can go from there. The first game is Newcastle and Canberra. We've got Warriors playing Cronulla. We've got Melbourne playing Penrith. Power playing the Dogs. Titans playing the Dragons. Dolphins playing Cowboys. And Tigers have a bye. Now, I'm going to pick three games. Let's go Warriors, Cronulla, Melbourne, Penrith, and Bulldogs and Para. And let's just dissect them games. Freddie, let's go first.
Yeah, there's one more. Knights versus Raiders is going to be a really good one to watch.
I don't think so.
Because of Jack Biden and, you know, like that whole situation last year that happened in that game.
We might be surprised.
That looks like a surprise waiting to happen. But a lot of people, including me, are not really rating the Raiders this year.
Yeah, me
too. And it's in Newcastle, and I do think Newcastle will win, but... I think we'll be a lot closer than people think. And I'm keen to see how the Knights adjust without Dom Young.
It's going to be different, bro.
Yeah.
They still got the other fellow. What's his name? Was it Mazu?
Greg Mazu. He's still a tank. And they got a good youth system there. So I'm keen to see how they go and apparently what they do with their hookers.
Apparently, there's big names coming up for Raiders in the youth system. I don't know.
But the thing is this is going to have too many at one time, I think.
So sort of like us last year and the year before. All right, well, let's talk about the Warriors and Cronulla game because this game makes our blood just jingle around.
Brother. I know, and we're going to
miss it. Is Nico Hines back? Can I ask the question? Is Nico Hines back? We don't have team list yet, but surely he's back. He played the trials, yeah?
I think, no.
He didn't play the trials, not.
But, we're going to miss this game. We're going to miss both these games.
We got Theo Vaughn, Friday night.
Yeah, I'm crying because I'm going to miss the Waz first game, bro.
I'm spewing.
But this game was...
We don't get to see Theo Vaughn every time.
So yeah, I know.
Special moment in life.
And
right?
This fixture last year was mental. I think this was like the comeback game.
That was the comeback one. The start of the season.
Yeah, like the comeback one was mental, bro. And I can't wait to see the Warriors. And it's in New Zealand too, so the Warriors, because it's going to be fucking...
They're going to be pumped up for Sean Johnson, Roger Tulivasa-Sheck.
Yes, bro.
Chanel, what's his name? Klokstad.
Yeah, he's not playing, but...
Why, he's injured?
He's injured, yeah.
Oh my God, they can't catch a break, that guy.
Yeah,
eh?
Kurt Capel as well. I'm just keen to see him go.
Capel's at the Warriors now?
And I think this will be a mad game, bro. And yeah, it's going to be a real test for the Sharks, because these are the teams that they couldn't beat last year. So it's going to be a massive test for them to see how they go. And I think they will have Nico Hines, but we don't know yet. But I think it's better for them that Trindle's partnering him now. And I think it'll be a better
dynamic.
Last year.
I think it's better dynamic.
Yeah. And Nico Hines' probably weakest point is his kicking, in my opinion, especially in long distance. And Trindle's a pretty good kicker.
Yeah. Just that Belmore, who wasn't the best. But yeah, he's not a bad kicker. Let's just be. He's a halfback, really.
Yeah.
And Hines is more of the six that will play in that role. I'm excited for this game as well, but I want to see Sheck. I want to see Johnson. I want to see Slick Footy. I'm probably going to be watching on my phone on the way to the stand-up. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Who do you think wins?
I think the Warriors win.
The Warriors win?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say the Warriors win as well. Just off them being at home, they're back. Off what happened last season as well. They were short. You know what I mean? And had a lot of injuries towards the end of the season as well.
Yeah, and I think it could be a big win too, because the vibes are going to be crazy, bro, there. You know what I mean? It's going to be like a massive party over there.
I actually miss watching Dallin as well, watch it playing.
It's going to be fun,
bro. I miss his mullet, but let's move on to the next game, Melbourne Penrith. This is a blockbuster, bro.
I don't think so. Oh,
yeah, you know what? He has a different opinion.
This is going to be, no, I'm not going to say that one. Okay. a four letter word that runs with grape.
You can just say another one anyway.
This is going to be a hiding, bro. Like, I think this will be...
Like a welcome back to reality?
Like this is like, to hey, reality? Storm, get ready for a very fun year.
Far, you're dying on this hill, huh?
Bro, I will die on this hill. This forward pack is going to get absolutely demolished by Penrith.
Yeah, that's I agree with that.
And then they're not going to be... They're going to get suffocated out of the game. They're going to struggle in attack a little bit. And then the 30-minute mark will happen and it will be 28-0.
Mm.
And then...
Flex is like, yeah, I agree with you
100%. I'm glad I get to watch a great game.
You're going to be up there as well.
Yeah, this game, they're going to get suffocated out of the game. And now Munster might not be playing.
Why? What's wrong with him?
He's injured. He fell in the shower, apparently.
Oh, this is a Melbourne tactic, bro. He plays for Queensland Maroons,
bro. What do you mean? Because John Wall slipped in the shower. He missed a whole year. He already missed a year at that point.
Yeah, but
you know
I think this is the Queensland tactic to try to do mind games.
They're not in Queensland no more, bro. I think he was injured a lot last year. Because remember, he was so injured that your mate was saying he wasn't a top six in the comp anymore.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Johnny. I actually miss Johnny, bro.
I know.
We got to get back in that group chat, man.
Yeah, when the Dragons start losing, make sure we give him shit. But yeah, I think this will be legit domination from Penrith. I'm thinking 20-30 point win.
Okay, because I think I'm gonna agree with you as well. I don't think Melbourne Storm have enough in them, and especially if Munster doesn't play, then we're fucking back to square one with them how they were last season.
But in round one, I was there last year. They had a good game in round one against Para.
Yeah,
and Munster had a broken finger, and he was still playing hard.
That was the finger game, huh?
Yeah,
yeah. I just feel like Penrith, but after that robbery that happened to them. Because they could have won something there, bro. After that, they're just going to be fired up, bro.
Yeah.
And we're going to see some crazy footy from them. Probably the first half will be a bit tough, but you know how it is, bro.
Look, it will go... It will be like... I don't know. I just think it will be a really, really good performance from Penrith. We'll be reminded that Penrith are them. Watch for Taylor May. He's going to be an absolute gun, bro.
He's back, is he?
Yeah, and in the centres this year, and he'll be... an absolute tank.
Interesting play. Times with no Crichton. Now, speaking about Stephen Crichton, the Bulldogs play Parramatta. Captain Crichton, right? He's going to be walking us out at Combank. I'm going to be there. I think you're going to be there. We're going to try and go as much as we can. This is actually an interesting way to start off the season for the Bulldogs because we already know that when Bulldogs and Parra play or when Parra and Bulldogs play, whatever order, whenever they play, form goes out the window. You know, sometimes it doesn't, but most of the times form goes out the window. The fans are going crazy on both sides. It's both a very crazy fan base. And you just don't know what to expect. I think there was that one time where we beat them, where Burton hit the ball out of Moses' hand. That wasn't last year, was it? That was the
two
first.
2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago. So you can have them special moments. But I think if the Bulldogs want to actually show everyone that they're serious this year, I think they have to... Look, a win or a loss, whatever. Like, it's the first game of the season, yada, yada. But they have to not get flogged, right? And we know Parramatta on like an afternoon, evening at home, far different gravy, man. Especially Moses, Dylan Brown, that team is sort of getting grips of where they want to be this year. I think it's going to be a big, big game for the Bulldogs. We've got to be up for it, bro. We've got to defend everything proper. We've got to score our tries. We've got to make sure we don't do any stupid mistakes. And I think that's going to be a game of the round. Straight out. Just not being biased, just... That or the Cronulla and Warriors game is going to be game of the round for me.
Nah, game of the round, if you don't include the first two, I think the first one will definitely be game of the round.
Oh, well, just lock off this weekend.
Yeah, but look, I'm really
keen. It's like,
keen.
It's like
really
point
keen.
One, eh? Yeah, round one.
It's round zero, what we just watched, and this is round one. I think that's what the NRL said. But look, I'm really excited for this game, but I'm also really nervous because, like I said, our biggest issue is the forwards, and they have to verse an absolute monster pack. That ate us alive last year.
Well, we just signed Fifita, if you've seen it.
So Luca Fifita.
Yeah, so
you
want to touch base on that?
But I don't even know if he's healthy. I think he was still rehabbing an injury. And I saw pictures of him at Belmore, at a Chinese restaurant.
Succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah, having a succulent Chinese meal. And that was...
I love
Gus's
Twitter, man.
That was a little while back. But look, more forwards, I'm happy with him, you know. And Tedovano... Same thing, like, look, he did have, like, a heart surgery last year or something like that, you know what I mean?
Retirement home.
But, hey, retirement, any props, come.
Bring him over.
Come, please come. I wish we didn't let go of Luke Thompson, but, hey, he's probably going to play every game in the St. Helens this year or wherever he went.
He can stay where he's going, but, brother, I don't want him.
But, look, yeah, we need props. This is a massive test for guys like Samuel Hughes, Farmasili. You know, that's probably who's going to be in the lineup. I hope Curran plays big minutes. I think the way we rotate the team... Honestly, I hope Curran is our starting lock, but it'll probably be Salmon, but...
You know who's a big game? This is a big game for Reid Marnie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, both games emotionally driven.
Yeah,
even him and Pangai Jr. were both the biggest reasons. And it's sort of like a domino effect because you do run, I have to run. That was emotionally, it dragged a lot out of him, bro. So I think now without the captaincy on him, on his head, just he's not controlling footy. Everything. Just play your footy, make your tackles, brother. Yeah. Kick to the corners. That's all we want, bro.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be good for it, bro. Marnie's a quality player.
Yeah, I agree. But again, we shouldn't be consistently seeing Marnie making first contact on a bloody Junior Paulo or Regan Campbell-Gillard, you know what I mean? And Wiramu Greg, three big boppers.
They have a gun pack, man.
They have a gun pack, all big boppers.
Sean Lane's back as well.
And he's healthy. And they got Cartwright Madison. Like, they got probably the best front row and back row rotation in the league. And then they got Hopgood playing lock. Like, this forward pack is no joke. I think we're going to lose this game. Hopefully not by a lot, but I really don't know. It's all in the battle of the middle. But for me, it's that, like, their halves going to be put in a position to succeed a lot if the forward pack doesn't lift up. And if they are, we're going to get smoked. We have to win the battle in the middle. If Burden kicks like he did in the trials, we'll be all right.
Yeah, he got a repeat set. I was like, wow.
No, what do you mean? He gets repeat sets a lot. It was deep. Yeah, but this guy's kicking was unbelievable, especially long distance. If he can kick like that, but I don't want him to be doing a lot of the kicking, but especially close to the line.
That's going to happen. He's going
to
kick.
I want Sexton playing next to him because he's a much better short-range kicker than Hutchinson and Burden.
I don't want to see Hutchinson in that 7 jersey, bro. I'll be very, very honest with you.
I really would.
And I respect Hutchinson and what he's doing at the club, but I think as a starting 7, we got to see Sexton there. And we have to let him play there, bro. He played there last year and he did pretty, pretty well. Like, it wasn't amazing, but he did his job. And he made Burden's life a little bit easier.
Yeah, but
so now with a better pack and with some better edge players and less injuries, I think, man, we're ready to go.
Yeah, Karaz, I'm expecting him to have a massive game.
Is he playing? Is he fit?
Yeah, I think they were just resting him throughout the offseason, letting Wilson get a run.
Yeah, I like Wilson as well, man.
Yeah, Wilson's a really good player. He's probably one of the best depth wingers you can get. Like, the guy works so hard. He's pretty quick. He's strong. Like, he looked really good in the trials at times.
He's good in the air as well, man.
And and we got Skelton as well. Like, I'm happy with the sort of depth that we have this year if we use him. Yeah, I think we got to expect Sherry to be in the starting lineup. And
he was very good, man, in the trials. Both
he worked hard, bro. You know what I mean? And
that's what we want. That's all we ask for. Yeah,
it's just the attack, bro. The attack is just going to take some time to click. And, you know, Crichton getting it, you know, he's not going to be rotated this game. He's going to play 80 minutes. I'm expecting a massive performance from him. But all in all, I do think it will be Parramatta. And I want to say 13+.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know what to expect from these Dogs team. But I don't think the problems that we were encountering last year can be fixed overnight.
Okay, well, let's get into the last part of
I'd love to be proven wrong.
Yeah, well, I know what you're doing here. This little reverse psychology.
But I'm going to be at the game, so we lose anyway. if last year's to go off of anything.
Well, let's go through the tips quickly. I need you to tell me who's going to win and your margin. Newcastle and Canberra.
Newcastle, 13+.
Yeah, I'm going to go Newcastle, 13+. Warriors and Cronulla.
Warriors, 1-12.
Yeah, Warriors by 8, I reckon. Literally by 8. Melbourne and Penrith.
Penrith, 30+.
Okay. So
good.
I agree. Yeah, well, I'll probably go Melbourne. Yeah, I'll probably go Penrith by 20, man. No, I won't go 30, but I'll go by 20. Para and Bulldogs.
I'll go Parramatta, 13+.
I'm going to go Bulldogs by 4 points.
That'll be a mad game.
Hopefully, bro. Titans and Dragons. This is an interesting game, bro.
Yeah, Dragons are no easy beat by any means. Even though I do think they'll finish low on the ladder, but I'm going to go Titans 1-12.
Desi, first game managing them, coaching them.
Elite forward pack.
They're going to go crazy, bro. Especially Des Hasler loves his defense. So you're going to expect Titans to be hard to break down. I'll probably go Titans 1-12. I think it'll be a very, very tight game. Yeah, last game in a round, what is it?
Expect Tino to touch the ball and 4 tackle 20 times if Desi gets his way.
Aiden Tolman vibes. Dolphins and North Queensland Cowboys.
That's a tough one to
pick.
This
is a battle of mediocrity to me.
Look, the initial 17 of the Dolphins is a top 8 team, I reckon. Yeah. But they're just never going to see him play. That's very often. I'm going to go the Dolphins.
What are you going with?
Dolphins 1-12.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably go I'll probably go Dolphins 1-12 too. I actually think that what's his name? Todd Payton leaves this year. That's his last season.
I think he's a good coach, but
yeah, I just feel like some questionable things that he does. But hopefully this, I want to see Tamalolo play more this year, bro. I know he's getting older, but I want to see him play more. Like, I want to see him more involved in this team.
Yeah, he's just got to stop getting injured.
Well, I remember, like, he was playing him the last 15 minutes or something. It's like, bro, what are you doing? Are you, like, Kawhi Leonard? Is this guy Kawhi Leonard or something? I was tripping out, so. Hey, anything else, footy, you want to speak? Anything else you want to get off your mind? You want to thank the people on the stream for, it's the first week back on stream?
Yeah, first week back. And, like, honestly, nah, the podcast, the League Lads podcast, we've been getting lots of support on episode one. So, thank you, everybody, for that. And, yeah, if you guys don't have a place to watch the game, I stream all the games live on Kick. Like, I'm not going to be there on Friday and Saturday, but I still stream it just so you guys can watch it.
Safe. It's like a safe place, really. It's like a home. Like, yeah, okay, let me go on Fred's Twitch. Oh, he's Kick. I got to watch the game. You know
exactly.
What I mean? So, yeah. Well, just a shout out to Reese as well one more time. Everyone, go download the app. Go there, but whatever you need, you just go there and you type it in and it pops up and it's just accessible to you. So, more details on that, but thank you all for tuning in. Love you all. Like, subscribe, comment. Stay
up the dogs.
Up the club, yeah, club.